Hello and welcome to the Kristania.com podcast. I'm Kristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm super glad that you're here. This is episode 9, and this week's segment is featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 9. Grab a pen and something to write on, and we're going to jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 9, Inventory. Principle 4. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Scripture. Happy are the pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Step 4. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Scripture. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Lamentations 3:40. Think about it. Now that we have taken the background information and we've built an accountability team, it's time to get started on our inventory. And in this lesson, we're going to equip you with the tools to help you do just that. So you're probably asking, how do I get started? How do I actually start my recovery and my inventory process? Well, the Celebrate Recovery inventory process has been divided into 5 main sections. So on a piece of paper, you can draw 5 different columns. The first column is going to be listed the person. And in this column, you're going to list the person or object of your fear or resentment. Go as far back as you can. But most unexpressed anger and fear comes from resentment. And in column 2, you're going to write the cause. It has been said, and I'm sure you've heard, hurt people hurt people. In this column, you're going to list the specific action that someone did to you that was hurtful, which is causing your resentment, anger, or fear. In column 3, it's going to be titled the effect. In this column, you're going to write down the specific hurtful action and how it's affected your life. Maybe in the past, as well as now, if it is still affecting you today. In column 4, titled The Damage, there are 4 basic injuries. Column 4, The Damage, has basic instincts that were damaged during this process. The first is social, which means a broken relationship, slander, gossip. Security is your safety physically, financially, emotionally, and sexual, an abusive relationship that has damaged your intimacy. Column 5, titled My Part. You need to ask yourself, what part of your resentment against others is your responsibility? God will show you where you need to step up and accept the responsibility in any matter that exists. And please, please, please note, if you have been in an abusive relationship, especially as a small child, and are desiring to find freedom from this process, you see that you had no part. There was no responsibility that caused the resentment. By the simple words, none or not guilty in column 5, can help you begin to free yourself from the misplaced guilt and shame that you've carried this far. When it's not your fault and you didn't cause it, then acknowledge that so that you can heal and move on. The inventory process can seem incredibly scary. And what I've added to my form, I've added a 6th column. And in that 6th column, I've called it current feelings. And that's helped me to measure where I am in the inventory process. And the 2 words that I commonly see in there is that if I've resolved any hurtful feelings, resentment, anger, fear, fill in the blank, I now list that as neutral, meaning I'm not sad or happy. It's just neutral. It was an event. I've acknowledged it. I've healed from it. And now I am neutral. If I still need work, others say working towards neutral. I'm in the process of rebuilding the relationship. So that current feelings towards the inventory process has really helped me to continue to heal in those areas of my life. Again, the inventory process can seem scary, but it is one of the most rewarding steps in your recovery program that you will ever work. And at the end of the day, you will be so hugely rewarded by the healing that comes from your inventory. Once again, I want to congratulate you for staying committed to the recovery process, as you will be blessed beyond measure. It takes courage to change, and I am proud of you. That will conclude today's episode. I thank you for joining me. Remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless, and take care.